This is the Sue Freed Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Here's your host, Sue Freed.
We're here with the Sue Freed Show, and we're doing FaceTime. I think that was called our Face Live or something like that. And I'm doing this because there are so many people that I reach out to or I say, have you ever listened to my show? And they say, no, I see you promoting the show on Facebook and Instagram. And what happens is that people just don't take the time. So I'm going to try to make it easy for people to just get a glimpse and maybe hear just a little bit about what we talk about on the Sue Freed Show. And what I was told is that you got to give a little time when you're doing this to let people click in and be part of it. So welcome today. And I always start my show with prayer. And before I even come on the show, like for, you know, when I finish the last show and then I'm preparing for the next show, I ask the Lord to guide. And there's lessons that we learn every minute of every day. We're learning a lesson. It's whether we're going to pay attention to the lesson or not. And so what I do is people say, Sue, you're so real. And I'm so real because I just take life 1 minute at a time. And, you know, this is a journey that we're going down and we'll never arrive until we're in heaven. And that's a good thing. For me, that's reassuring to know that you know, God's not done with me yet, and he's not done with you yet either. When I'm preparing for this show, I ask the Lord to guide me, and I want to just bring something to you that is a lesson or a message or a golden nugget that you can use in your life. I used to say when I'd go to church, you know, what am I taking out of here or any seminar I go to or whatnot? I'm looking for that golden nugget, something that's going to change my life, some little tiny change I can make that's going to make a difference in my life or in someone else's life. So we are learning all the time, I'm hoping. People say I scan all the time, and I do. I'm always scanning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's my birthday today, and yeah, I am getting up there, and it's crazy. And I feel really good. Got some aches and pains that I'm not used to having, but that's okay. That's just part of life. I have a support structure right now that is just amazing, and I'm so grateful and so thankful that I have that. So in preparing for the show today, I was thinking about, what do I want to talk about, Lord? What do I want to talk about? And so today I want to talk about, I'm having a big birthday celebration. And here's the thing, is that lately I've been going to some funerals, people that are dying in my life. And I guess as we get older, more and more of this happens. And I can remember my parents saying that, is that, you know, another one of our friends died, another one of our friends died. And it's very sad, you know. But you have to ask yourself, you know, how was their life and did they live a good life? And my thought right now is that I'm having a birthday and I want to celebrate. And so I said to my family, my loving family, who's really supporting me in all this, I'm not going to start crying. And, you know, I said to them, I said, you know, so many times in funerals, you have all these people that are saying such beautiful and wonderful things. And the person that died might be up there. I don't know, but I think that person's up there looking down, smiling at how they impacted other people and how, you know, life's changed because of something someone said. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm 60. I'm 60 today. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to wait and be up there looking down on my funeral and hearing what people have to say. I want to experience and celebrate with those that have impacted my life and that I've impacted. And so I want to have a celebration now. I don't want to wait, okay? That's normal for Sue Freed too. I don't want to wait. I want it to be right now. So with that, I said, let's have a celebration now. And some people are saying, what, Sue, has something happened? Did you find something out? And I'm like, no, I'm just living life. And I want to live it with everybody that I've been living with so far. And I just want to say thank you for all those people that have impacted my life. I want to say thank you, because sometimes, you know, even a smile can make a difference for a day. And just know that sometimes just your smile will be enough. Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's just a kind word. We can inspire people and encourage people all the time. And I think that that's why we're here. We're here because, you know what? Sometimes we have down times and sometimes we have up times. And we don't really appreciate the up times unless we have the down times. So are you there? Are you looking for opportunities to be there, to hold someone's hand, to pick them up when they're feeling down? I want to be there. Lord, use me. Let me be a servant. Let me be used for your glory. So with that, I'm thinking, okay, we're putting together this invitation for this celebration. And my family came up with inner circle. And I'm like, what does that mean exactly? Inner circle. And for me, you can think about it for yourself, okay? But for me, inner circle means those people that you depend on, that they're there for you and you're there for them. And you can usually count those many people, maybe on your hands. Maybe it's your hands and maybe your toes, but you know, we only have so many of those people. And those are the cherished few. I have different circles, okay? I have, and so do you, I'm sure. You have your church circle. I have my radio circle. I have my my business circle. I have my, did I say church already? I have my family circle. I have all these different circles of friends. I have my dance circle. And so all these different circles of friends that I have that have, you know, helped me get through tough times or have made me who I am today, I want to have us all together in one room so we can all get to experience one another. So for me, this is a great celebration. And I am thankful for those that have RSVP'd. And so I want to talk about inner circle. You know, we naturally gravitate to certain people and in time realize some of them are good advisors and listeners. And I want you, listener, I want you to think about those people. Think about the people that have impacted your life over the time. Do you realize, I have, that people, sometimes the Lord puts them in your life for just a time. They come in your life and then they leave your life. You don't even know where they are right now. I have people like that in my life. I have other people in my life that I have contacted and kept in contact with because I didn't want to lose sight of them. So I think we all do an evaluation and we can all think about that. Who are those people? You know, other times you might recognize the need for mentoring in your life. You know, times when you need support, you need something. You actively seek out people who are different from you, that can give you a mature perspective on image, on things, even if you're purposefully seeking someone out. However, you should still give each relationship the time it needs to grow on its own. Friendship, whether it's with a mentor or a best friend, it can't be rushed. It takes time. It takes time to cultivate. It's like the Lord talks about the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Well, in our relationships, you know, we start small. And with time, we learn more about each other. We might have some struggles in there, some conflict maybe. Conflict can grow you either closer together or push you apart. It's up to you to decide if it's a valuable situation to where you want to pursue. And I think every single relationship that I've had has helped me to grow. It's helped me to be more and helped me to be more sensitive maybe and just better, a better listener, a better person who feels something different than maybe I felt before. So let's think about what's important with the people that you're going to choose to be in your inner circle. Being trustworthy, how important is that to you? For me, it's everything. I need trust. I need to be able to trust those that I put my heart, my life, my mind, my thoughts, I want to have trustworthy. If you're just tuning in right now, you've tuned into the Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, it's SUEFREES.com. I want you to go there. I want you to go there and connect with me. When you go there, there's so much opportunity. There's so many things that you can gain by going to the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com site. I spent a lot of time, a lot of money on that site, and I think you should go there and check it out. There's something for you, I guarantee you. So your inner circle, trustworthiness. How about great listener? Now I want you to think about who is in your path or who's in your circle. Do they have these qualities? But also, do you want to be in someone else's inner circle? And do you have these qualities? You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We should listen twice as much as we talk. Now I'm on the radio, I have to talk, okay? But if you were right here with me, I would be listening. I would. I'd be listening. Emotionally intelligent. Boy, that's a big one. Because we have our impulse to give advice. But to be intentional and emotionally intelligent is so vitally important because we don't have all the who, what, where, when, why when somebody comes to you. So you're going to have to ask questions before you give any type of solution or advice. Kind, being kind. You know, I tell people all the time that don't confuse kindness with weakness. Because some people say, you know, Sue, you're so, you know, you're just kind of so easygoing. How come that's not bothering you more? I choose my battles, number one. And number two, I know the Lord has me. And I tell you this not because this show is about me, because it's not. It's just lessons that I've learned along the way that I think that you can learn from maybe. Or maybe you know somebody. And if you know somebody that needs to hear this message, please tell them to go to SueFreeze.com. I have 8.5 years. Yes, 8.5 years of podcasts. And I find that just beyond for me. Because if somebody would have told me 9 years ago that I would have my own radio show and TV show, I would have said, really? Wow. But I believe this. I believe that you were prepared. Every single thing we go through is preparing us for the next assignment. So when I look back over my life, and I'm saying this so you can look through your life, look at all the circumstances that you've been through. And when you look through those, see how those prepared you for the next thing that you've had to dive into or address or attack for victory. Because we are victorious in Jesus' name, even though sometimes we don't feel like it. We are, and we have to believe that in our heads. And you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind when you go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go to the I Ams. When you go to the I Ams, it's who Christ says you are. And I am so passionate about these I Ams because I know that it can change your life. And I and God wants your life to change because He created you for a purpose. And are you fulfilling your purpose on this earth? And if you're not, that can be depressing. It can be very depressing. And sometimes we get off course because we don't even know what course we're supposed to be on. And I want you to feel significant, feel like you matter, because you do, to Christ. He sent His only Son to die for you, so of course you matter. People that say, "I, you know, how are you?" Well, more than I deserve, or something like that. And I'm like going, oh, I don't know if God would be happy with that comment. Because He sent his only Son to die for you. And He wouldn't do that if He didn't think that you were valuable and worthy. He wouldn't do that if He didn't love you so much and think that you are special. So for you to say more than you deserve, I don't know if I agree with that. And I don't mean that in a calloused way, in a not humbling way, because we are called to be humble servants. I realize that. But we also have to stand firm and be courageous and stand with our shoulders back and feel that we have confidence in Him, not in our own ability, but in His ability. And that does not make us, as Christians, weak. It makes us stronger than ever because we can tackle things because we know who we are in Him. Oh, okay, good. And the last one on the inner circle that we have to be looking at for ourselves and for others is, are they good in character? I had two gentlemen that I interviewed today before I came in for E.C.O.L.A., termite and pest control services. And we need 20 people right now. If you know anybody that needs a career, not a job, we're open, and we need people to help us. But good character, you can't buy it. And it's decision making. It's the choices we make every minute of every day. And those are based on our value system, our character, who we are, who we believe we are. And we have things that we won't sway from. And that's character. It's who you are when no one's looking. That's character. So how to gather your inner circle? Who is your inner circle? This is so big for me with this birthday party and who I want to celebrate with me. And the inner circle is so important. A good inner circle will help you grow and make smart decisions. Start by recognizing your weak areas where you need some improvement. We all have them. It's whether we want to identify them or not. And if you're going to really be real and you're going to be honest with yourself, you understand that you have your strengths and you have your weaknesses, and God created you that way. And you don't have to feel bad about it. Just understand that there's somebody else there that can serve, and they can have the joy of giving because they can fill in where you're not good, because you need to do what you are supposed to do. I tell my employees all the time that, you know, I could do your job, but why would I do that when God has created me to do this over here and He's created you to do this over here? So you work in your gifts, I'll work in mine, and together we will make this happen because it's a team. Your weaknesses might show up in decision-making, a specific knowledge area, life choices, emotional maturity. Being self-aware is the first step to gathering an inner circle, because you don't know who you need until you can accept and acknowledge yourself as you are. And accept, the word accept is so big, that's such a big word, because we need to accept who we are. We can even joke about who we are. You know, I'm getting more forgetful and I don't like it, but it's just happening. And people say, Sue, do you realize how much you are dealing with? Do you know how many things you're juggling in a minute and in a day? And, you know, cut yourself some slack. Cut yourself some slack because you're doing so many things. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm just forgetting things. Okay, so I need to get some things out of there. I guess there's just so much room. It's like a database, right? You can only have so much room. Your server, you know, you need to increase your, what is it, Dropbox? I had to increase my Dropbox. Okay, so it's kind of like that. That's how I visualize it. So seek out opposite friends and a variety of people who have different backgrounds, right? It might not be as comfortable for you, you know, because they're not just like you. But those people that are just not like you are good to have around, as long as they have those qualities, those five qualities that I already talked about. So the five friends you need around you are the encourager. So think about your friends, go across the thing, okay? The encourager, you want someone who will pray with you, to intercede on your behalf, remind you of how awesome you are. You should feel rejuvenated after talking with them. Do you have somebody like that in your life? Maybe more than one. I need more than one. I definitely do. But if we don't call that person, if we don't tell that person that we're needing them, they are not mind readers and they're not going to know. Now, they might say that they're praying for you, and I'm sure they are, but they still need you to reach out to them if you have something that you're needing. Sometimes I find it difficult to ask for help, ask for that intercession, ask for time, because I feel like, you know, everybody else has things going on in their own world. You know, why should I ask them for any help? I'm sure they're so busy on their own that they don't need any more on their plate, because I definitely don't need any more on mine, right? But I am an encourager. So for you, if you need encouragement, if you need resources, and you need to reach out, if you want to reach out to me, I'm here, because God's put me in a position to be there. So what you do is you go to Sue Fries, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, put your name, put your email address. I read them all myself. Nobody else does. And put what you need, what you want, what you desire. You don't know if you don't ask. If you learn nothing else today from the show, understand that, is that you have to ask. I have to ask. And it's amazing what happens when we get the courage to ask. And nothing is too small for our Heavenly Father. Nothing is too small. Remember that. The truth teller. Ouch. You know, I want people around me that aren't going to tell me that what I want to hear, but what I need to hear. Okay? I want people that are going to lay it on the line for me. And sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's painful. You need to balance out encouragement with accountability and honest. This should be someone from which you receive constructive criticism well. You will never grow unless you can be honest with yourself. And sometimes it takes another set of eyes to help us out. Do you have somebody, maybe more than one you need, in your life? How about the wise one? You need someone you can call and run ideas or dilemmas by. They will be your sounding board because they are in tune with God and offer sound advice. It doesn't mean you're not. It just means that sometimes we can't see past the trees in the forest. So we need to have somebody else that maybe can see with a different set of eyes. That's okay. The way they live their life will be evidence of their wisdom. That's very good. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. I always ask this, is there joy in their lives? Do they see the joy of the Lord? Is the joy of the Lord present in their life? When you go to get, if you want to go to a gym because you want to get in shape, do you have a trainer who's not in shape? I don't think so. You want to go to somebody that's proven that they have done the work and that they can make it happen, right? That's who you want to go to. Somebody that's in business, if somebody has failed three or four times, sometimes if they're okay now, that would be the person because they've already learned the hard knocks. So you can learn from their hard knocks. Somebody that's on top, that's learning, that has already learned, and that also would be a good person to learn from. You're going to learn the issues. You're going to learn how to get past the issues. And that's a really good thing. It's so funny. I'm watching this online, and I'm watching how much I talk with my hands. On the radio, you can't see that, but now I'm seeing that my hands are just always going. I was raised by some Italians, and I think that's part of it. So the next one, I said there were five friends you need around you. So we've started. We have the encourager, the truth teller, and the wise one. That's what we have so far. Now you want the expert. The expert. An expert in your field or aspiration will help you think outside the box, present ideas, and pushes you to aim higher. They will be able to give you inside information because they have been there and done that. Okay, I could be that person for some people, but you have to reach past that for if you want to get to the next level. So you can swim with people that are in the same arena as you, but if you really want to move ahead, you're going to have to be with people that have been there and done more, right? So remember that. And the last one is the strategist. I am very strategic in my mind. I'm very strategic in my thought process, but I'm finding that I really enjoy when I have others around me that are strategic also. So we will be back with more of this right after this brief break. And thank you so much for being with me. I love it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS. Bugs.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Okay, so before the break, I was talking about strategist. And I just want to say thank you to Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services for sponsoring this show. And for Learning to Breathe is a book. And the book is about asthma, but it's also a journey that I took and I'm still taking with my son, who's now 35. And, you know, asthma is a terrible thing. ADD is a difficult thing, but you can get through whatever you're facing just by getting the understanding what's going on. And this book, Learning to Breathe, helps people that have asthma understand that to avoid or to lessen the triggers is a really big part of that. And isn't that a lesson right there? Is that there are things that will trigger you in anger. There's things that are going to trigger you to do things maybe not the way you want. Like, where did that come from? Have you ever asked yourself that? Sometimes you'll respond or react to something, knee-jerk reaction. You're going, wow, where did that come from? And a lot of times that comes from a belief system that you have. And maybe that belief system needs a change. Maybe it needs a little tweak. And if that's true, I want you to go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com. That's so fast. I need to make a jingle. And when you go there, go to the IMs. There's two different places to get it. One is you have to pay for. It's the second tile over. And the other one is one you can get three pages of IMs. And it's who Christ says you are. Because so many times we listen to this record in our minds that is saying something different than what God is saying. I had this same record playing in my mind because my dad used to say you're like a bull in a china closet. And because of decisions I had made or things that have happened to me, I felt very unworthy in my life. I felt unworthy to receive any kind of love, acceptance. I just felt like I didn't belong and I felt like I was unworthy. That's a lie from the devil. And it took me to reach rock bottom before I got pulled up by people that I love and just adore today. And, you know, those people that God put in my life, they were there for a reason and a season. And he put them in my life so that I could get restored, where I can get the health and the forgiveness, big word, so important in everybody's life, to give it and to receive it, forgiveness. I love that. There's a song about forgiveness that I really like too. So the strategist, do you have a strategist in your inner circle? You absolutely need an organizer, someone who is detail-oriented and knows how to connect the dots. They are the one who plans the party, makes the reservations, does the research, and coordinates the schedule. I'm a strategist, but right now I have my little sister, Darcy, who is taken on, along with Stephen. They are taking on this party event, and it's a big celebration, and now I'm jumping in because I need to help, and it's wonderful. It's time-consuming, and there's a lot of parts. There's a lot of dots that need to be coordinated and everything, and it's fun, and the outcome is going to be sensational, I'm sure. So I thank you for those that are involved and that are moving along in this process. And this process is gathering all of the people that have been in my inner circle over my lifetime of 6 decades. Oh, my gosh. 6 decades, really? My sister brought that into the invitation. I'm like, wow. 6 decades. That's a lot of decades. Just saying. So, are you a part of God's inner circle? Are you? I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Do you realize that? That's John 15:15 NIV version. The word for friend in this verse does not mean a casual acquaintance, but a close, trusted relationship. The same word is used to refer to the best man at a wedding and a king's inner circle of intimate, trusted friends. In royal courts, servants must keep their distance from the king, but the inner circle of trusted friends enjoy close contact, direct access, and confidential information. I want to be in that circle, and I really, 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 you need to choose the people that you want in your inner circle. I am realizing that my inner circle is big, and I feel so blessed because of that. Think about your inner circle. How many people do you have in there? And think about each face, every personality, and what they brought to your table. And once you've done that, I want you to do something. I want you to write a note. I want you to give a call. I want you to email, not as personal. But I want you to let them know what they've meant to you, what they've done for you. Because, you know, so many times we don't even realize how we've touched lives. We go through this life and we just don't realize how we've touched other people. And we don't realize, a lot of the times we don't let people know how much that relationship means to us. We don't tell that other person. And I don't want to wait till a funeral. I don't want to wait till my funeral to be able to express or to hear all of that. Because I think it's a tragedy. I really do. And I get emotional about it because I just think that's so sad that somebody dies and then all of this information comes out about all they did or how they, what they meant to each individual. So why don't we take that time now? Why don't we take that time now to just express that to people? Are we too busy? Are we too busy to express our appreciation? You know, in the Bible, the Lord says, in all things, give thanks. What does that mean exactly? All. It's just a three-letter word. But if you think about the meaning of all, in all things, give thanks. When I hear that people, I'm on off target here for a second because the Lord is just impacting me right now. And I know that because I get emotional. And that's the Holy Spirit. And I'm grateful for that. And people say, Sue, you're so real. And I don't know any other way to be. I really don't. And so right now the Holy Spirit has me, okay? And I'm emotional. And I'm emotional because he's tugging at my heart. Because he has something for you. And what he has for you is that to give thanks in all things, it means that we have to take a minute to breathe and take a minute to just recount where we've been, what obstacles we have faced and conquered, maybe what obstacles we're still facing, and understanding that we are victorious because he says we're victorious, that we have already won the war. The battle has been won. And you need to understand that this is for you. This message is for you. It's telling you that no matter what you're going through, that he loves you. No matter what you're going through, you're worthy. And you're deserving because he did send his only son to die for you in your place. When I totally got a hold of that is when life changed for me. And if that's the message that you need to hear so your life can change for you, then to God be the glory. And I'm so grateful for that. So that God would want me for a close friend is hard to understand, but the Bible says he is a God who is passionate about his relationship with you. You. Exodus 34:14. God deeply desires that we know him intimately. Intimately, that's another really great word. It's very vulnerable to be intimate, isn't it? It's a very vulnerable place because you have to be exposed. You have to expose yourself and you have to have the other person expose themselves to be totally intimate. In fact, he planned the universe and orchestrated history, including the details of our lives, so that we could become his friends. The Bible says he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable, with plenty of time and space for living, so we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. And that's Acts. If you need the address, Acts 17:26. Knowing and loving God is our greatest privilege, and being known and loved is God's greatest pleasure. God says, if any want to boast, they should boast that they know and understand me. These are the things that please me. That's Jeremiah 9:24. It's difficult to imagine how an intimate friendship is possible between an omnipotent, invisible, perfect God and a finite, sinful human being. It's easier to understand a master-servant relationship or a creator-creation relationship or even father-child. But what does it mean when God wants me as a friend? That song, What a Friend I Have in Jesus. Do you know that song? That song is one of my most dear songs. I love that song. So talk about it. What do you think about the truth that the creator of the universe desires an intimate relationship with you? What do you think that means? Think about that. He wants an intimate relationship with you. And you know, when you think God of the universe, okay, look at the universe. Look at all those stars up there in the sky. Just recently, I was at my place at the lake, and it's not as lit up. And so the stars become very vibrant. And so when you look up and you see all those stars and you're thinking, Each one of those stars, you could say, represents a person and their life. And everyone is unique. Every single star is unique, just like every snowflake is unique. It's amazing to think that. How could there be that many unique people? Now, sometimes people look like somebody else, but they're still unique. There's something different. Even identical twins, you know, I had Doris and Yvonne Mimbrella in high school. I just went through a high school reunion. They weren't there, and I missed them. But one had a mole above her lip. The other one didn't, so we could tell them apart. If you're tuning in right now, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Been on the air for about 8.5 years, have a TV show. If you go to the SueFreeze.com site, you'll see videos, Harley ride, unicycle ride, talking about the five love languages. I've got all these different things going on. I don't know how to juggle, though. I think I'm going to put that on my list. I need to learn how to juggle. I know how to juggle life, but I don't know how to juggle balls or any other things. My son does, but I don't. So anyway, I don't know why I even said that. But anyway, so that's me too. In what ways can you pursue a deeper relationship with God? Okay, the obvious ones are to look up and pray, to have some private time, some quiet time, ask Him to come in your life, ask Him to just have His presence be known to you. Okay, that's one way. Another way is to read His Word, because His Word is Him. It's how you learn who He is and what He is and you know, just how He loves and how He thinks. So those are ways of getting intimate with Him. Spending time with Him is like really, really important. And sometimes I forget that. But every time I do it, I find that I just, I don't know, there's something that happens. It's really a wonderful feeling. So, I mentioned at the very beginning of the show that today is my birthday. I am 60 years old today, and I am just like, I can't even believe that. So, I'm going to read from this book for today, and it says this. And this book is Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. How many need more peace in their lives? No matter how busy I get, I need more peace in my life. How about you? All right, so here it says, and I haven't read this before, but like I've said before to those that listen on a regular basis, is that this book is so amazing to me because I can just open up to the date I'm on and it will be relevant. So I am taking a gamble, but believing that the same thing is going to apply right now. So are you ready? I am the God of all time and all that is. Seek me not only in the morning quietness, but consistently throughout the day. Do not let unexpected problems distract you from my presence. Instead, talk with me about everything and watch confidently to see what I will do. Adversity need not interrupt your communion with me. When things go wrong, which they will, you tend to react as if you're being punished. Instead of this negative response, try to view difficulties as blessings in disguise. That's so good. They are blessings because they give you a reason to figure it out. It's an opportunity for improvement. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, I say for every circumstance, it's preparation for your next assignment. So whenever I have something that happens or a circumstance that, you know, we could say that, you know, it's a problem, we could say that it's a blessing because it's preparing me for something. I don't even know what yet, but I know that it's preparing me for something. And when I think like that, it changes my view. It changes how I respond. It changes my posture even. It changes my posture, not only physical posture, but just my posture in the room. Your presentation in your room, you know, it's just, I don't know. It just gives you a whole new view on life when you think that God is there with you, that any battle you're facing, that the victory is His, that you are victorious in Jesus' name. I'm fighting battles right now, but I can still smile and I can still feel this confidence that no matter what is happening in my life, that He's in control and I'm victorious. And it might not work out exactly like I want or that I think it should go, but it's the best, whatever it is. In italics, it says, make me your refuge by pouring out your heart to me, trusting in me at all times. So that's what He's telling you to do. Make me your refuge. Are you making Him your refuge? And do you pour your heart out to Him? And do you trust in Him at all times? That song, Jesus Take the Wheel, we wait, I got this one, and we let Him, you know, we just take over. And then we realize, you know what? He's so much better than I could ever be in taking the wheel. And this does not make us weak. It makes us strong. Depending and trusting on other people and other things We have to be wise in that. We have to choose wisely. But it makes us stronger. It really does. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. Do you believe that the Lord hears your voice? There's been times in my marriage when I was married. There's been times where I reached out. I called out. And I said, where are you? Where are you? I don't feel you. Why are you not fixing this? What can I do? How can I fix it? And I didn't feel him. I was wondering if he was really there. And I realize now that he was. Not in the way I thought, but he was there. And he was holding me up when I couldn't hold myself up. And he gave me wisdom. He gave me the courage to do what I needed to do. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. The mighty water rise, they will not reach him. Psalm 32. Trust in him at all times. There's that word all. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62:8. That's appropriate, isn't it? It is so appropriate. So I have this celebration, and it's going to be a great time, and I want it to be a time when I am talking to people and letting them know how much they mean to me. I want to have it be a time when I'm expressing and sharing my life, sharing like maybe a life that they don't know about or whatnot. It's costly, time-consuming to put on something like this, but I would much rather do it now while I'm alive and I can enjoy it with my friends than when I'm dead. I want to do it now. So no, I don't have any plans of dying anytime soon because people think, you know, why are you doing this? Do you think you're going to die? And I'm like, no, I'm going to live till I'm 107. You know, I'm only 60. I got a ways to go, a long ways to go. But there's other people that might not have that time. And so I want to make sure that I get this message out. So I'm holding myself accountable by putting this on the radio that I want to make sure. And there's so many people, even people that are listening right now, but there's so many people in my life that have touched me and I haven't had a chance to tell them. Because we don't know how we're impacting one another. We just don't know. But every person we come in contact with, we have the ability to make that person's life a little better. You know, we don't know what they're going through. I don't know what people are going through. Sometimes I sense something based on body language or based on something. I get a sense. And sometimes I'm even in church and I feel like I'm getting a little nudge saying this person needs you to pray with them, or this person needs you to just put your hand on their shoulder and say, God's with you. Or sometimes I just get this sense that I'm feeling somebody's pain. I just can sense the pain. And when I sense that, when I feel that, it's not weird for me. I just thank the Lord that I'm able to sense it because it helps me to be better, to be used for his service and glory. A little update on the God Dream Ranch. I was sitting and I was talking. I'm doing the 501c3. And right now, today, the kitchen cabinets are going in. I met a lady at a garage sale. This is so, such a neat story, is that I met this lady, a really nice lady. She had a microwave. And I said, how much is the microwave? And she says, oh, it's $50. And I said, oh, wow, that's great. I said, you know, I'm helping with this house. And I need all new appliances. I'm redoing the kitchen and I need new appliances because they're really old and I don't even know if they work. And she says, oh, darling. She says, here's my number. Call me when you're ready and let me see if I can help you with that. I had no idea who this woman was. I had no idea what access she had, but God did. God knew. And it was no coincidence that we met at a garage sale. I mean, you know, God works in so many ways, right? So I had this number and I put it somewhere where I wouldn't lose it because I thought, wow, this could be really good. Or, you know, who knows? It's an open door maybe. So I called her and she told me that her husband was dying of cancer. And so she doesn't have much time to spend giving back. And she said that, you know, life has been good for her, but now she's got all this time that she has to spend taking care of her husband. How wonderful for that. Not that her husband needs the time, but that she's there and she's taking care of him. And so she says, let me know what you need. So I told her, and I, you know, you don't know if you don't ask. And so I said, well, I need a washer, a dryer, a dishwasher, a sink, a microwave, a refrigerator, and a garbage disposal. And I'm thinking, oh, that's enough. I'm not going to ask for any more. And she goes, okay. She goes, do you want stainless steel or white? I'm like, what? I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, darling, you know, it's okay. And I said, wow, I'm like on overload right now, and I'm just amazed, and I just can't even believe this. And she goes, well, let me know when you want to come. And so I called her the next weekend, and I said, hi, I said, is this a convenient time? She goes, no, there is no convenient time, but when did you want to come and check out the appliances that I had my yard guy pulled aside for you? And I said, well, I said, I don't have a trailer to pick it up right now, but I would like to just come and look. And she goes, okay. She says, we're not normally there on Saturday and Sunday, but let me tell you where to go. So she met us at a gas station, and then we drove over to the place, and she had them all lined up. I took a picture, put it on Facebook, and I even commented on how good God is, because there they were, and they're in great shape, and they're going to work out perfectly. Oh, it's so awesome. And the contractor, he got really sick, and so we're behind schedule because it was supposed to be done actually today, and we're just doing drywall today. So we're a little behind schedule, but that's okay. It's all in God's timing, and there's probably a reason even for that. There's probably something that's going to happen that's going to be even a reason for the delay. And I'm just putting that in God's hands and letting God do it. And see, that's wisdom right there, because I could get, you know, I could get all worked up. But is that worked up going to help with anything? No, be thankful in all things and understand that there is a bigger plan. And I have learned over this many years of being on this earth that, you know, it's not my timing that matters, okay? What I realized is that I put it out there, and you don't know if you don't ask. That's a really big lesson, right? We don't know if we don't ask. Are you asking? Are you asking for what you want? Do you even know what you want? Do you know what you want? Because it's important that you know what you want, because when you get it, you're not going to know that you got what you wanted unless you know ahead of time that that's what you wanted. Did that even make sense? It sure did to me. But seriously, you know, you have to set goals. You have to set the goal, and then you work backwards to reach the mark, you know, to win the prize. That's biblical, right? But you have to know what it is you're aiming for. And sometimes we don't know. And sometimes we do, and maybe it's not the right place, and God will readjust us if we pay attention. He's gonna regroup us. So I have 30 seconds left, and I just want to tell you that for those that are listening that have impacted my life, I don't know who's listening right now because I'm not looking at the screen, but I just want to tell you that those that are listening, thank you so much for impacting my life, and you know who you are. Elaine from my bank, she listens on a regular basis, and she tells me about my story, and I can just tell she's listening, and she says it's impacted her life. So thank you for that encouragement, Elaine. You've been an encouragement, and you've been so helpful in the bank. So to all of you out there, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you until next week. Bye-bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, bugs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.